What's up, people? Today, I want to talk about holiday spending. I'm not a money guru by no chance, but we all like to make smart spending choices when it comes to our hard-earned money. And like I said, everybody can use a few extra dollars. And one way to get a few, well, to keep a few extra dollars in your pocket is spending wisely during the holidays. Now, first of all, don't be fooled by holiday ads on your TV or your phone, because some of the ads are so good, you think they're giving it to you, giving it to you free or whatever, but you're not getting it free. You are going to spend some money during the holidays. No matter what, you're going to spend some money. You know, just like now, if we Google something or look up something on Instagram that we may want to buy in the near future or is on our mind, you know, all of a sudden, all the ads start coming through your phone. Now, especially I hear a lot of iPhone users say it. I'm an Android user. But I get a lot of promos and ads sent to me as well. But you can't even have privacy on your phone. Because if you look up something like a car, all of a sudden, car dealerships and stuff begin to show you ads. Now, like this, for the holidays, let me give this example, because I know when I hear a lot of people talk about it. For instance, like, we may have 3 TVs already in our home. You might get an ad with a 65% off for a new TV. Like I said, you already got a TV at home. It sounds good and it may be hard to pass up, but in all actuality, you don't even need another TV, because the 3 at your home right now, you probably don't even watch those. But those ads look so good flashing on your phone, you think that you gotta have them. And another thing, it's November now, and a lot of Black Friday ads pop up. Black Friday ads, or something else that's catching, you know, to get you. So don't let it get you all hyped up and ready to spend money. Look at it like this. The saying black male is a phrase used when someone sets you up and tells on you. Well, Black Friday is the same thing of getting blackmailed. They setting you up. You go and spend your money, and they get you. Now, and standing in line for material things is a little crazy too. Whatever it is, a lot of stores may only have, say, 10 of the items, but your ass done stood in line so long, you feel like you gotta buy something. But that's how they get you out to a lot of these stores. Like, advertising on TV, on your phone, you see it. And you're going to look at it like this. If you go out to buy a PS5 and say you get out and all of them are gone, the first thing you're going to do, you may say, well, since I'm already out here, I'm going to go and buy some video games for the gaming system that I want. That is the whole trick. It is to get you out there to buy something. And if you don't want to buy something, you go ahead and spend a little money on something else that you hadn't planned. And trust me, it's okay to come back home with money in your pocket, or you didn't buy what you intend to buy. Half the time, it's probably for the kids or something that's not even for you anyway. And for the record, kids don't have to get everything that they ask for either. You know, the old saying is, teach them things that you didn't know and not buy them everything that you didn't have. And I'm going to repeat this. Teach your children things that you didn't know, but you don't have to buy them everything that they ask for. And I'll say it over and over. You cannot buy love. Your kids will not love you because you bought everything for them. They will not love you anymore. But some parents feel like, you know, if I get them this, I get them that. You know, they're always going to be on in my corner. You know. But that's not the case. Now, and sometimes, like I say, they're your kids or whatever, and I know you love them. But, you know, parents will be like, oh, he want this or she want that. And they just feel like they gotta have it. That's not the move. Some parents, they'll want their children to get certain items so bad, they're putting themselves in bad health over something small as a gaming system. I say they're putting themselves in bad health because of the amount of hours you're at a job trying to make money to impress this kid. It might even be not on a gaming system like an iPhone. Nowadays, kids 10 and up already have iPhones. And yeah, iPhones, it probably may cost $1,000. Now, they may give it to you at a discounted rate, but you're still buying an iPhone for a child. And I don't think a child needs an iPhone. But it's still some parents out here that feels like their child needs an iPhone or spending money on my child because he or she whines about stuff that other kids have is going to make, you know, it's going to make that child do better or whatever. Now, when I speak of all this money spending on the holidays, I'm speaking from both sides because my mom did it for me. I have children. I did it for one of my children. But after the first one, I wisened up. So I've been on both sides of the excessive spending. And since we're speaking on spending, push all that material stuff to the side. Make an account that can send your child to college when they're done with school. And if not, just make some kind of investments because the material stuff is not going to hold any value. But stuff like this is where we're teaching and we're doing something for our children that wasn't done for us. Like, you know, that money to the side. Because at the end of the day, everybody wants their child in a nice financial situation when they're done with school and college comes up, or they might take another route. They may choose to go to the military, or even if they choose a 9-to-5, they'll have a little cash to get a jump start on life. But we all should start investing on that right now. The earlier, the better. And when they get of a certain age, they will understand you not doing all that holiday spending on them every year. But once you know, 16, 17, you got to jump on life. They'll appreciate it more than just this material thing that they're getting now. Because I can guarantee you, any child from the age of 10 to 13, their attention span is so small, no matter what you buy them, their mind is already on something else. You know, for one, all the children nowadays, they already got phones. That's just enough, you know. But you doing all this buying, they don't care about that stuff. They're going to resort right back to that phone. But if you could, if you're in the sound of my voice, maybe you didn't have a few $1,000 waiting on you after high school. So, if you didn't, you'd be more than happy to have that set up for your child. Because all I knew was work and spend. work and spend. But that's going to change because we're thinking investment nowadays. I don't want a lad. Well, any child of mine, they're going to hear about true life, which I didn't really get that because my mom struggled to try to make me happy. And I appreciate what she did, but I'm going to do it a little different. I want my children or grandchildren to have something. And whatever you do, don't buy it just because they asked for it. You don't have to. Don't let them kids force you to. I'm not even going to talk about adults, because we all know when it comes to holiday spending, it's more of the thought that count anyway. You don't have to spend and spend and spend like you got all this money to make somebody proud. It's the thought that count. And I'm pretty sure if you have cousins, sisters, aunts, uncle, even parents, if it comes down to them, you're going to spend holiday spending, but it's going to be the thought that count. You don't have to make them proud because they tell you they want this new coach purse or bag or something. You don't have to spend all that money. It's all about the count. It's all about the thought that count. But I'm going to say this too. If you're doing holiday shopping, go ahead and get it out the way now. The idea that you want to go by is, this is the idea. Going to 2022 with no bills. You don't want to be paying for Christmas gifts damn near halfway next year. It's 2022, it's about March or April, and you're still paying on gifts that you bought for Christmas. That's one thing that we need to stop doing. If you don't have the money for it during November and December, they don't need it. You should never go into the new year paying for stuff that you bought in the past year. If you don't have it, if you don't have the money to buy it right now, you know, tell them you don't have it. Get them something thoughtful. So start 2022 off with better spending habits. That's what I ask of everybody, you know. This week in the news, I know y'all saw that Kyle Rittenhouse crying. He shot 3 people, 2 of them dead. But he go in the courtroom crying. And then the judge takes a break because he's crying. He didn't show pity for them people's life. So why should that judge show pity for him just because he's crying? That trial need to move forward. They don't need to be stopping because he's crying. And if you look at it closely, he cried and didn't shed one tear. Didn't shed one tear. Now, my thing is this. Stop crying and get the baby something to do. You were tough that night. You had your gun out. You did what you did. You did the crime, do the time. And if they want to say that he's a minor and he's not how he was treated, or don't treat him like that because he's a minor, the charge needs to go back to his mom. Because as I'm hearing now, seeing news clippings, his mom took him across the state line knowing he had a rifle. So the mom should hold some kind of charges. Because you and I know, if this was a black person, we know what would happen. We know for a fact that they would throw the chair at him and no one could help him. Now, the other case, the Ahmaud Arbery trial. Well, people keep saying it's the Ahmaud Arbery trial. It's not his trial because they took his life. Nobody's saying nothing about the white guy, not pointing the finger at them. They keep saying Ahmaud Arbery case. When you say it like that, it's like he's done something and he's fighting for his life. His life was taken away. So it's really not his case, but a lot of people are saying it's his case. No, it's those three white boys that took his life's case. And if you've been watching news, you find out that their defense attorney don't want any more black pastors in the court with the family. Now, you know that's some shit. Those three white boys took his life, and now their jury team is demanding to have no more black pastors in the court. Because from my understanding, Jesse Jackson was present at their last court hearings. So, I mean, this is white privilege wanting at its best. You done took the man's life, but now you don't want no more black pastors in the court. Because we all know it's going to draw more attention to this case, which those white guys, they don't want a lot of attention to this case. They want to get this case over so it can be swept under the rug and maybe they can get off. But we all know if they are found not guilty for taking Ahmaud Arbery's life, it's going to be some mess down there. In southern Georgia, it's going to be some mess down there. And we all know that. And they know that. Okay. That's all I have for this week. But if you're in the sounds of my voice, spend more wisely. Don't go into 2022 with bills. Take care of it right now. And if you don't have the money to buy a gift or whatever right now, you might not need it. But what you don't need is bills into 2022. You want to start the year off right with a bang, with your credit cards clear, whatever. And, you know, and when you, if you do it, if you could do it through into 2022, I would like to see, well, not see, but I would like for everyone to do it, continue to do it, you know, just, you know, start the year off without a lot of bills. But until next Sunday, I'll holler at y'all later.